Lampka, you said something in the news there that I just wanted to hear you say again. Did you say the feels like temperature is, what was coming
between
again?
100 and 105 degrees.
Woo!
And I would say that's probably accurate. It is hard to breathe out there. It is disgusting.
What did I mentioned you earlier because you posted it felt like or the
Yeah,
air.
When I was walking to work, the only way I could describe it, because sometimes, you know, you can taste the water in the air. No, this tastes like a hot milkshake. It is so thick and gross. I can't stand it.
Yeah, the heat, the humidity, all of the above. Bill Snyder is kind enough to join us again as Tom Skilling is still on his much-deserved vacation. We're talking about the heat, Bill, and you mentioned it could be one of the hottest days of the year, or I guess it already is one of the hottest days. How hot we get?
Here we are. Happy officially in Chicago, hottest day of the year, day since last August 28th.
Hottest day of the year. Okay, so we did make it.
We have readings that we, use for O'Hare and Midway. O'Hare is the official station for Chicago, but I prefer, is more representative of Chicago. Midway, I feel, is the better instrument. Mm-hmm. And Midway Airport has officially hit 95 degrees.
How about that?
O'Hare is at 94, so likely it's probably hit 95, although I haven't gotten confirmation of it yet. But for sure at Midway Airport, it has hit 95, which makes this the hottest day since last August 28th. How about that?
That is pretty wild. I thought we normally get even hotter than that.
You know what? That's an interesting point, Anna. And actually, you're right. Typically, that we haven't hit 95 by now is pretty rare. If you look at our official records in a given summer, by 75% of years have at least one day where it hits 95 degrees or higher. So the fact that we haven't done it yet up until this point is pretty rare.
Yeah, it gets hotter is what we should tell ourselves. So we should feel okay about today, I suppose.
But, the saying is it's not the heat, it's the humidity, as Lauren was talking about. It's hard to breathe out there. Well, some of these heat indices are just off the charts. Current heat indices, 108 Flossmoore, 109 Joliet, 108 Kankakee, 105 Des Plaines, 104 Wilmette, 104 Geneva, 103 Bartlett. I mean, these are, when you get into that 105 degree range, that's what's considered dangerous, for any, outdoor, if you exert yourself for any length of period outside, that's what's considered in a dangerous zone. And hence the National Weather Service putting out the heat advisory.
I saw that. They said hydrate and drink your fluids today and that heat advisory is in effect. I want to ask you about the storms that we may or may not be getting. Can we pause for traffic, though, real quick, Bill? Can you
Absolutely.
Hang out with us a little
yes.
bit? Okay. We'll get back with Bill Snyder in WGN-TV's Weather Center. But first, let's take a look at your roads, and then we'll hear more about what impacts those storms may have on the area. Mayor, back with Bill Snyder here, WGN-TV Weather Center. And, Bill, I saw you tweeting earlier today that there were some storms in northwest Wisconsin, and you were keeping your eye on those because you said, if they do what you think they're going to do, that we will reach the hottest day of the year. Well, here we are. We reached them. We reached that day. And I just want to ask you about the storm kind of activity going on. What do you know?
You know what, Anna? We have a few isolated storms right now that are roaming the far northern counties. None of these are severe. There's, some lightning and brief downpours associated with those cells that are moving into, they're east of Rockford and in northwest McHenry County. Those storms should continue to progress to the east-northeast and not really impact the immediate Chicago area. However, there is a cluster of storms right now that's in northeast Iowa, and the Storm Prediction Center has put out, you've heard me refer to this before as one of those mesoscale discussions for the potential for the issuance of a severe thunderstorm watch. Now, if those storms were to hold together, they would impact us later this evening, probably, in the 7, 8, 9 o'clock time range. So that's an area that we're going to keep an eye on. But for now, they have not issued a watch, but they've put out a discussion that they're monitoring the radar trends on those storms. And should they hold together, that likely a watch will be necessary. I mean, we have a very warm, moist, unstable atmosphere right now with all this heat and humidity in the air. So any of these storms that do develop are, capable of gusty winds and brief, heavy downpours.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about the activity. There's been a lot of storm activity.
It feels like, sure has.
Right? You folks have been busy.
Yeah. I mean, this is, not unlike what we the pattern that we kind of were in a couple of weeks ago when we had that repetitive rounds of storms. And it's all based on, you know, a ring of fire type pattern where you get this big dome of heat that develops in the central plains. And we kind of sit on the northern periphery of that dome. So what happens is you get clusters of storms that rotate around the northern edge of that hot dome. And then technically they you know, come in clusters, and they're not continuous, but when they do happen, they certainly can be blockbusters for this time of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So the heat continues?
Yes. The heat will continue. I expect another hot day tomorrow with likely the heat advisories continue. I think tomorrow will be much like today, where we'll have highs in the mid-90s and heat indices, you know, well over 100. There will be a minor pause in the heat on Thursday. There's a little bubble of high pressure that's trickling down here from the north, and that will turn the winds around to the northeast, and that will not drop the humidity. It's still going to be very muggy, but it will drop the temperatures. It'll probably keep the areas near the lakefront closer to 80 degrees, while the far south and southwest suburbs still continue to sizzle down there at around 90, and probably most other areas will be in the mid to high 80s. But again, the humidity will still stay high. It's just that there's a little bit of a wind coming in off the water that will, you know, spare us of the most intense heat. But then that that high drifts to the east, and we get back into a south-southwest flow later Friday and over the weekend. So I expect us to be back into the 90s, you know, by Friday afternoon and continuing over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And Henri and all the activity going on with the storms there, tell us about that, how it might be impacting us.
You know what? That's not really – I don't expect – that Henri is basically done its thing, and it's kind of you know, there's still a few lingering showers, but that's kind of finally moving out to sea. But they had quite a rain and gusty wind event in those areas in the northeast. Brooklyn, New York had nearly 10 inches of rain from that, Central Park 8 inches, and they've now had nearly 2 feet of rain in Central Park since June 1st. So this is one of the wettest meteorological summers on record. And you know, and of course the tragedy that went on in Tennessee is just it's awful.
Yes.
I mean, it really is awful. And you know, in some ways, of course, it being localized was worse than what happened in the Northeast, even though that, you know, the thing is with these tropical systems, you have a little bit more lead time. And when you get these localized flooding events like what happened in Tennessee, the lead time is much shorter. And people can't prepare like they can for, you know, a tropical storm or a hurricane. You usually have 2 days, 3 days lead time, and you can plan for this. Now, given this, I have to say this, the National Weather Service in Nashville did an impeccable job with that flooding, because they had the flood watch issued the day before, so they kind of knew that that there may be some trouble brewing, and then they had issued the flood warning or the flood emergency with 2 hours of lead time. Now, nobody in the right mind would have expected the magnitude of flooding that occurred down there with over 17 inches of rain in under 24 hours. That's just, there is no creek, river basin, or soil that can absorb that type of water.
Yeah, it does seem that way. You saw people who at first thought, well, this is, you know, they were Facebook Live-ing it and that kind of thing. There are all those videos of folks, and then later they're on top of their houses waiting to be rescued because the floodwaters moved that quickly. And you, as you say, that volume, just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, it's tragic that at least to our the latest update that 21 people have perished as a result of that flooding. And it's just horrific. Many people have lost their homes down there, and you know, they were during the height of that rain. You know, we had what occurred there was training thunderstorms. When you get repetitive rounds of clusters of storms to develop over the same area, and they just did not move. You know, they were just isolated in that one location, and so we had rainfall rates that were occurring of 3 to 4 inches per hour during the height of that, and that's just astronomical amount of rainfall. It's
yeah.
Just there's just no way, you know, that anywhere can keep up with that. That's very similar to the big Aurora Naperville flood that occurred here back in 1996, July 96. We had over 16 inches of rain that devastated those locations, and which is still to this day the state record for 24-hour rainfall in the state of Illinois. That occurred back in July 96.
Yeah, and I know you're so good at assembling all of the data, and you've been, Tom Skilling's Facebook page is, you know, I can tell, you are the wind beneath his wings, Bill Snyder, as I like to say, because you're tons of data being posted there about all the heat and the flooding and everything you're talking about here. But Tom's posting some pictures, too. Is he in Alaska?
You know what? He was in Alaska last week, and now he's moved to the other side of the spectrum, and he's in Hawaii now.
Oh, wow.
We just got a picture last night from him enjoying the tropical environment down in the Big Island of Hawaii. So back to where he was on his last trip. So I think he's, as I said, my tropical influence has certainly worn on him, because he's enjoying his trips out there. He's certainly making much more frequent trips to Hawaii than he has to Alaska, because when I first met Tom, it was Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. I mean, he would not go anywhere else. I mean, four times a year, at least, he would go to Alaska. And now he's kind of shifted his gears, so to speak, and he's going towards going to Hawaii more.
You're having an influence on him. I know.
I am.
You like to vacation in what, like Houston in July? Isn't that
what
you do?
I wouldn't go that far. But, you know, I my mom lives in Arizona. She's been out there for nearly two decades now. So I do go try to visit her a few times a year.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I do enjoy the dry heat in Arizona. And that's you know, I'm not a big Houston, Texas person, but I do like Arizona, and there's a lot of Chicago transplants down there. It's
for
amazing.
Sure. A lot of listeners there too. There's just a ton of Chicago. Even the Chicago restaurants have sprouted there too.
Oh, they have. Yeah, I'm amazed. I mean, not far from her, they now have a Giordano's. They just built another Portillo's out there. They have Lou Malnati's out there. So it's amazing, like you said, how many of the Chicago tastes have spread to the Southwest. And I think they're even, you know, Portillo's has expanded to California, and they're down in Florida now. So they're kind of appealing to all the Chicagoans that have left Chicago.
Yeah, or have a second home there as well, too.
Yeah.
Is that weather alert thing going off in the background something we should be concerned with?
You know what, Anna? Let me look. I'm looking at that right now. It might be they may have put the severe thunderstorm watch, is what I'm
wondering. I don't think so.
We're checking here.
Okay.
Let's see here. I'm
just thought we'd get a little.
It is.
Following it, yeah.
Yep, it is
live as it's coming in.
Yep, absolutely. It is a severe thunderstorm watch for the bulk of the Chicago area until 11 p.m.
Okay, the bulk of the Chicago area. Okay,
yeah,
severe thunderstorm watch.
I can get the specifics on this
until
for you.
Until 11 o'clock tonight. Okay. Well, this
Yeah. As I said, there's some pretty potent storms out there in northeast Iowa. And those storms are going to be moving into a very favorable environment down here with this low to mid 90 degree heat and sultry humidity. And there's every reason to believe that they're going to hold together. So it looks to me like it's virtually the entire area from what I can tell right now. I'm not sure if Northwest Indiana is in on it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it does cover, interestingly, here it is. I'm looking at it, and it does not cover the city of Chicago, as far as I know.
Is it, which direction is it, north of us?
It would encompass McHenry County, Rockford, Dixon, DeKalb, Kane County. I'm still looking to see if our map is, our map literally updates as we speak here, so let me just see if that.
Severe thunderstorm watch until 11 p.m. for much of the Chicago area. Doesn't seem like the city is what you're telling us.
Yes, let me confirm that though first, Ann. I don't want to give faulty information.
I appreciate it.
But
I know it's just coming in and we're putting you on the spot, but it's good to get this information out there.
Yes, I've just gotten confirmation from the National Weather Service. It does not appear that, at least for now. That doesn't mean that they, you know, the National Weather Service office in Chicago has the jurisdiction to extend the watch. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, they're the folks that issue these watches. Now, Chicago, if they feel that it's necessary to extend it or expand that farther east into the, you know, bulk of the area, they will then do so.
Okay.
And so for now, it doesn't appear that the city of Chicago is part of that watch, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the all clear is here for Chicago. We got to keep an eye on these things.
We'll keep an eye on it. And I know it sounds like a busy evening for you too, Bill. So thank you for hopping on with me. I'll let you jump off and do what you need to do. But
it's been great talking to you again, Anna, and keeping the chair warm for Mr. Skilling before he gets back. So
I'll give him our best.
We'll do.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Anna. Take care.
Bill Snyder there, WGN TV, sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. We got to get to we take a pause here, and then we're going to get to the news at the top of the hour.